Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 10 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind. And what's on my mind now is the 21st edition of my new regular series, which is devoted to helping your business survive and thrive to the other side of the weirdest year in the experience of any living person. Normal. You've heard of normal. Well, normal put a lid on itself around the end of March and hasn't surfaced since. Earlier this year, to capture what small businesses were going through in 2020, I coined the term and the idea of the three U's of the apocalypse. The three U's of the apocalypse. Perhaps you remember me talking about this. An unprecedented coronavirus pandemic, precipitating an unprecedented economic shutdown, necessitating unprecedented direct government assistance. The three U's of the apocalypse. What follows is a report on changes to the terms of that government assistance. That's what this whole segment is about. As the CARES Act was signed into law by President Trump on March 27th, I posted a preview of the most likely way your business would be impacted by that law. A few months later, I updated that information about new terms of the Paycheck Protection Program. That's what came out of the CARES Act, the PPP. So it's now time to update that update with new PPP forgiveness and repayment rules. I'm going to talk about the old rules, the new rules, including what you're expected to do and when you're expected to do it. And my purpose is to make you better informed when talking to your banker and your CPA to wrap up these transactions. But I want to take about a minute and talk about some history. Since the end of March, Congress appropriated $659 billion for the PPP program, which was executed, as you know, by thousands of banks, resulting in 4.9 million much-needed small business loans, totaling $521 billion. The average loan was $113,000, but most 80% were under $100,000, and 80% of that 80% was under $50,000. That was the equivalent of 29 years of SBA guaranteed loans. It's unprecedented, as I say. Explicit in the name, PPP funds helped small business owners make payroll and pay other expenses during the government shutdown stay-home firewall imposed between businesses and customers. Well, the sprinkles on this cupcake is that the small business borrower, if you meet certain requirements, the loan can be converted into a grant. Fully forgiven. That's part of the history I'm talking about. And since March, the rules have changed several times in your favor. More sprinkles. That's the reason why I'm giving you this report. So is it going to be more money? Well, if you didn't get a PPP loan, that window closed August 8th. There was still $130 billion unclaimed. In a recent online poll, I asked small business owners if they needed another round of those. Should they be able to access that other $130 billion? Well, about 40% said that they did. And negotiations in Washington, as you know, continue for another round of PPP. That $130 billion is still there. Plus, there's more term adjustments being negotiated, deductibility changes in what you can deduct, and targeted help for certain industries, like the restaurant industry, for example. That's still ongoing, these negotiations. The Economic Injury Disaster Loan, the EIDL, which is different from the PPP, is still available. You can still go get an EIDL loan. Go to SBA.gov, go to SBA Disaster Loan, search for that, and you'll find it. So let's talk about more flexibility. By June 1, the original CARES Act had made the acquaintance of reality as the government learned its PPP strictures were unreasonable in the real world of operating a small business during a pandemic. Consequently, the original parameters were adjusted. For example, the initial requirement of spending 75% of PPP funds for payroll and 25% for others was adjusted to 60-40, respectively. You're aware of that. The window to spend these funds expanded from 8 weeks to 24 weeks. Perhaps you knew that too. Unless forgiven, the PPP loan amortization now begins 10 months after the initial 24 months. This is the new part, folks. Remember the 8 weeks went to 24 months? Well, now you have forgiveness available 10 months after the end of that 24 months. You've essentially got 16 months after the date of your loan document. You've got more time. And also new is an option to ask your banker for a payback period of up to 5 years for unforgiven funds. If your loan isn't forgiven, or if you just want to pay it back, you can negotiate up to 5 years. And, of course, the loan interest rate is still at 1%. Forgiveness breaking news is this. The PPP forgiveness intention hasn't changed, but the process has. Your forgiveness grace period is now that same 16 months. Remember what I talked about a minute ago? The 24 weeks plus the 10 months. The 10 months is new, right? So you now have 16 months to get the grace period for you to have your loan forgiven. We first thought it had to be done by the end of October, right? Now you've got 16 months. That's new. Lenders have 60 days to review your forgiveness document, and the SBA has 90 to approve it or not approve it. The forgiveness system, though, is working as we speak. PPP loans have been forgiven, and bankers tell me that the SBA is paying the banks back. So now here's another new thing, three new forms since the last time I talked to you. The first PPP forgiveness form, which is 11 pages of grueling homework for you or candy for your CPA, it was replaced with two newer forms in June, and a brand new one just now. Find all the forms on your bank's website or SBA.gov. So the 3508EZ loan forgiveness application form, that replaced the 11-page homework. The 3508EZ is less than 3 pages. Even I can complete it, but I won't because I have people. That's right. So this one, the EZ, is for PPP borrowers who did not reduce employee compensation or hours. You kept everybody the same during that 24 weeks. You can use the EZ form. The 3508, plain 3508, is not EZ, is for those who did change the two payroll parameters I just mentioned. This is a 5-page snack for your CPA. And now here's the new kid on the block, the 3508S. The 3508S is barely 1.5 pages. It's for businesses seeking PPP forgiveness for amounts less than $50,000, which covers most of the loans. The grant that happened in the beginning. If you did get a grant and your entire PPP loan is forgiven, you have to pay back that EIDL advance. I mentioned that before. So don't get excited. Don't get your tighties in a twist because you haven't submitted forgiveness documents. Even the gray tie bankers I've talked to, they're more conservative than mayonnaise. Even the gray tie bankers I've talked to see no hurry in processing forgiveness documents. Besides the extra time, there are technical reasons to hit the forgiveness pause button. According to the NFIB, discussions and lobbying on the PPP continues in Washington to include another round of funding, perhaps, a more liberal forgiveness process that could happen, and possible deductibility of forgiveness expenses. So, patience, grasshopper. Enjoy the sprinkles of the extra time. You can turn your forgiveness in if you want to, but you don't have to right now. You still have some time. I'm going to keep you up to date on that. But remember, you didn't borrow your money from me. It wasn't forgiven by the Bank of Blasingame. You have to take your PP forgiveness clues, your filing cues from your banker, because they want your loan to be forgiven as much as you do. But remember, delivering forgiveness documents to the bank in time is your responsibility. Not the banks, not mine. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.